When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah. Explosion! There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
Back to life, back to reality, back to life, back to reality.
Good morning, it's March 23rd, Thursday. Sorry, a little late. You're listening to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian, and for the next hour, I'll be taking you down my path. Last week was Radio Week at the Fun Drive, so I hope you guys donated so that we can continue to keep these wonderful things going here. I don't know if you know that song, but that song is Back to Life by Soul to Soul. And it is probably one of my favorite opening sequences. I don't even feel like I should tell you the movie, because if you know the movie, then you know it. But if you don't know it, you probably should watch it. I mean, it's got the best acting ever. It's got DMX. Nas talking about his buy me two trips. I need three tickets to Africa. Like, where you going in Africa, dog? So we got a full show for you this week. The Canadian 2017-2018 budget was released yesterday. And it's a lot. I don't really know if it's a lot to talk about, because if you follow these types of things, it's pretty similar to last year. But we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about, you know, what that means for some people here in BC, and also I'm American, so listen, really what it means for me, it's really what I'm concerned about. We'll be talking to you a little bit about some other things. If you know the show, if you listened before, you know that I like to take you down and talk about the things that I care about. That's politics, some pop culture. Listen to some new music. If you have a chance tonight, the show is sold out. But if you can get a ticket, go check out the Biltmore. Got Horsepower. She's opening up for Princess Nokia. So it should be a really fun show tonight. The Troop will be there. If you listen to Crimes and Treasons on Tuesday nights from 9 to 11 here on 101.9 CITR, you should. You better be listening. Well, it's just it's the only uncensored hip-hop show here in West Coast of Canada. And it's probably the best uncensored hip-hop show all over the world. So check it out. We like to go over the weather to start off. And we're back in that time, similar to like the fall, where it is perpetually partially cloudy and it rains 100% of the time. So from today until, I'm looking at the 5-day, and it's going to rain every day. At least it won't be too cold, with a high of 11 today and Sunday. And then I'm looking at the 10-day because I feel like that looking at the forecast and you just see rain. Oh, okay, next Friday. Next Friday, it should be sunny. Well, partially cloudy, but only a 20% chance of precipitation. So, 8 days of straight rain, and then after that, it's rain till April 6th. Wow, man. It's kind of depressing. However, if you're like me and unemployed and you just like to stay in your house and watch various things on the tube, then it's actually not a problem. So we're going to get into a little bit about this budget when we get back from listening to some, not all, of these advertisements.
Bike Rave is a fundamentally unique event. It's a mobile dance party that explores UBC's campus. Anyone can join this free event, bringing bicycles, skateboards, to get in on the fun. We group together, deck out our vehicles in bright lights, and ride to different locations, stopping at UBC landmarks to dance, socialise, and be part of the best rave on campus. This year is the 5th anniversary of Bike Rave. It's all happening on Friday, March 24 from 8 to 11 p.m, starting in front of the Kerner Library. Get spoked!
Are you interested in Indigenous issues?
Are you down with decolonization?
Do you have something to say
or have a topic to share?
We have just the thing.
Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective.
We're a team of Indigenous and non-Indigenous people.
I'm Niska from my mother.
From the Tahltan Territory.
I'm a settler from Washington State.
I'm from the Qualicum and Musqueam First Nations.
I am Quechua Indigenous from Saraguro, Ecuador.
We broadcast from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded land
of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Whatever you want to talk about, we're into it.
Everyone is welcome, no experience necessary. Unceded Airwaves airs Mondays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Unceded Airwaves.
We want to hear your story.
This year's Fun Drive theme is Shape Your Media, and the March issue of Discorder explores what independent media means to us. Cantlit is a podcast that gives a platform to new wave of canlit. We dissect fake news from the perspective of a journalism student. Holy Hum and Angela of Susu question their roles in resistance. And one writer calls out Pitchfork's latest opinion piece, "Does college radio even matter anymore?" Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Some of our sections are also expanding, with Real Live Action now reviewing comedy and Under Review reviewing its first podcast. Thanks to this month's sponsors, Live Van, the UBC AMS, Flex Your Head, the Rickshaw Theater, Timber Concerts, the Spring Record Convention, the Rio Theater, Karaoke Music Video, the Wise Hall, and Neptune Records. Pick up one around town or read online at CITR.ca.
I'm just so tiny again.
Welcome back to Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian. We're broadcasting here from the unceded Musqueam and Coast Salish territory. You're here on 101.9 Vancouver's community radio station. So we're going to talk a little bit about the budget. And so what was released this past yesterday, there's lots going on, but not that much going on, if that makes any sense. One budget increase, which I think is kind of bad, but it's kind of good. They're raising the taxes on cigarettes and liquor here. Now, if you don't live in BC, you know that liquor is and alcohol is already mad expensive. Like, for my American listeners who don't understand, one, you can't buy 30 cases. You can't buy a case of 30 beers here. It doesn't work like that. And you can't get a case of Natty for $20. What you get for $20 here is like 7 beers, like maybe 7.5 beers for $20. I think I can't even remember the last time I bought beer because it's so expensive here. I think a 6-pack was like $14. Yeah, and so they just raised the price on that, raised the taxes on that. I don't smoke cigarettes, but I do know that they cost $16 a pack here. Well, I feel like that's like pretty expensive for a plant like tobacco. I've actually never seen tobacco. I have seen tobacco because I spent a lot of summers in North Carolina where they grow lots of tobacco. Like, I've seen it. I don't really know how they turn the tobacco into the smokable product that, you know, many people like to indulge in. But they're making it more expensive. And I don't actually think that that's a bad thing. Because, like, people who smoke, they have health problems. And those health problems go into healthcare. And then so they expect everybody else to pay for their health problems that were, I wouldn't say that they were created by cigarettes, but cigarettes definitely didn't help. Like, I mean, I know lots of people who smoke cigarettes, and I think it's pretty direct correlation to how much you smoke cigarettes to the amount that you exercise, negatively correlated. I've never seen somebody who smokes cigarettes and then go out and hoop or, you know, run a few miles. I mean, I see lots of people who don't smoke cigarettes who don't do those things either. However, you know, they're not compounding the problem by inhaling this black tar. What I do think is, I don't want to keep beating up on cigarette smokers. My mom's a cigarette smoker, and I love her, you know? So, I think that the budget is pretty... when you talk about the syntax, you know, like, when is it just going to just become, like, logical or... you know, start to make sense that maybe they should legalize marijuana so that they can just tax it. Like, I think Canada has a $19 billion deficit, and that's compounded on the it's the same. It's pretty much the exact same budget that they proposed. I mean, that they passed last year. This one gives a little bit more room for as last year was pretty vague in where they put the money in specific different industries. This one is they are. Making it a little more detailed, so it maybe gives a little bit more direction, but the money isn't going from different places. But I mean, we've seen the benefits of medicinal marijuana. I mean, of the legalization of marijuana, particularly in when it comes to taxes and being able to tax it, and you know, and increase government revenue so that we don't continue to have these deficits and. Continue to really just push off they're just pushing off the problem until, you know, people like in our generation are old enough that we can push off the problem to people younger than us so that our taxes don't increase. And it just doesn't make any sense when you have this really, really, really great opportunity, you know, to move forward in this this really progressive ideal, legalized marijuana, and then you can tax it. You know, I know that it's been proposed by some people to legalize all drugs, particularly when you have a opioid crisis where people aren't dying of just overdosing, but they're dying of contaminated drugs. I think that in BC recently, it was found that fentanyl has since moved to contaminate cocaine. So I know people who do cocaine actually don't wake up at 7 a.m. But if you're still up from yesterday and you're listening to the radio show, make sure that, you know, you're really safe about your habits. But back to the budget. I just think that that's a great opportunity, particularly when you want to raise sin taxes. I think that's a I know I was doing some work at a dispensary, and I know that they didn't pay taxes because they did all cash transactions. Now, I think that's just typical, even though there are some dispensaries that do take debit and credit cards. I feel like I kind of, even though it's like legal and it's like, you know, it's like a store, I feel like if I say the names, I'm kind of snitching. And I stopped snitching when I was 14 years old. So it just makes much sense to me. If you live on the west side, like I do, in Point Grey, you'll be happy to know that Metro Vancouver got $2.2 billion from the federal budget so that they could continue to build on their 10-point TransLink plan, which means that maybe in the next 15 to 20 years that you could actually get a SkyTrain station. Now, if you're not a fan of Vancouver, SkyTrain is just with a Metro. Or the if you live in Cleveland and you know that really, really terrible public transportation that only poor people take. Because I feel that Cleveland is the only city that I lived in that it's literally only poor people take the public transportation. It's a very big driving city. And I remember that, I remember when I told somebody that I took, now if you don't know what Cleveland, you know about, I got from downtown, from Terminal Tower to Ohio City. I remember I told somebody I took the, I was like walking from work and I was like, oh, I'm just going to go to a bar in Ohio City. So instead of calling an Uber or driving, I took the SkyTrain, and when I told somebody I took the SkyTrain over there, they're like, "Oh!" I mean, you can see my face. Like, "Oh, I can't believe you got on that thing. Only thing I take that is to the airport, and in broad daylight, it's because it's pretty terrible." But Metro Vancouver got a stipend so that we can build a SkyTrain here to the west side, so that you don't have to spend 30 minutes trying to get from Granville. Now I'm not gonna lie, I was doing this on my phone, so trying to pull up some of the information. So in the fall referendum, when they're going to make maybe some changes to the budget, because what they're really doing is they're trying to wait and see exactly what Donald Trump has up his sleeve for us neighbors up north. I say us because I have, I feel like the little part of Canada that I have, I colonized it. So like my little room in my basement suite has now given me legal precedent to say that, you know, I'm a Canadian because I'm just never leaving. So like, can try to kick me out or whatever. It's not happening. You know, I'm a Canadian. So I say us now. If you like, instead of fall, if you want to look at another party because you're not satisfied with the BC Liberal Party and Christy Clark, you can look at the Green Party, because the Green Party has said that with this recent budget, they feel that they can, there's $275 million that they feel that they can actually use to help better the residents of BC. And so they really feel like that BC has an opportunity with the movie industry and with a lot of digital production and a lot of green energy and just lots of everything that's going on here that people are really tired of the liberals lying and really taking lots of money from basically the same thing that goes on in America. They people take money from corporations and then institute policies that help these people amongst the rich, like they have only designated like $20 million for affordable housing. And if you heard my last week's episode, when you hearing about $2,000 a square foot, so that makes a studio apartment, a 500 square foot studio apartment, $2 million or $1 million. Oh, 1,000 square foot. So if you live in 1,000 square foot, just imagine that one bedroom will probably be like $2 million. It's Canadian money, so it's actually not like $2 million. I think that everybody thinks of dollars in American dollars, or is that just me? Like, even when I see something in the store here, and I'm like, oh, that's 12 Canadian dollars. I'm like, really, that's like 8 real dollars. But all my real dollars have run out. So I guess I'm in Canadian. But anyways, they've only designated $20 million to affordable housing here, which doesn't seem like a lot because it isn't. And I don't really think it's going to help. So if you're looking for a new party, the Green Party says that they got you and they're going to support you and support everything that you need. When we get back, we'll be talking a little bit about some stuff going on down south. I'm going to talk about why I think that Big Baller Brand is about to be it for the summertime. Now, I hope they come out with some matching lugs. We're going to be looking into some of those things, and I'll be posting them to my Facebook and probably to the – they're going to be linked into the site. So you can take a look at those. We'll be back.
The first word, courage. If I've got courage.
You're strong.
No, I'm going off to war.
Brave.
Yes, ding. The next word, I'm not old. I'm
new.
Yes. So brave, new.
Brave, new.
I've got zits. I've got
spots, pimples, dot.
Yes. And then the last one, I'm not going out to the ocean. No, next, keep going. I'm not going to the ocean.
Net,
I'm going to the.
.ca.
CA, yes. Brave New Playwrights. It's a theater festival. Bravenew.ca.
We are the UBC Musical Theater Troupe. We aim to provide the joys of musical theater to everyone on campus.
Whether it be by participating in our productions, joining our band, or working backstage, we welcome all levels of experience.
Check us out on Facebook for more information.
525,600 minutes.
Ah! Hey, what's wrong?
I've been looking for a job since I came to Canada, and I haven't found anything.
Have you tried WorkLearn?
What's WorkLearn?
Part-time jobs on campus for international undergraduate students just like us help me find a great job that's actually related to my studies.
Wow! I'll have to check that out.
You should. It's good pay, good experience, and good for your career. Just look for WorkLearn postings at www.careersonline.ubc.ca. You can even ask your profs and campus staff if they can create a job for you.
To participate in WorkLearn, you must be an international student seeking an undergraduate degree in a participating faculty and registered full-time with a study permit valid for at least 6 months. For more information, visit www.careers.ubc.ca.
She wanna spend time with a nigga. She would do time for a nigga. Little baby got the swag and the figures. It's 2 a.m. and we gone off the lake. Yeah, maybe you know I ain't even gonna lie. I love your style, love your vibes. I promise with you I will try. Call out of work on a Friday, baby. Girl, I know you had a bad day, baby. 200 on the highway, baby. You wanna do it my way, baby. I don't trust no girl like I trust you. I won't put anyone above you. I've been having chills when I touch you. You ain't even gotta ask, you can come through. All you gotta do it my way. You wanna do it my way. You wanna do it my way. Get high, I'ma take you on the skyway. Take you on the skyway. High key, I'm so inspired. A mother mistress retired. We talk and we fight and don't talk all night. I can't tell if it's alright. Girl, I need assistance. After work, I'll get the business. Tell that other nigga, adios. You don't wanna fix shit. Girl, I need that quick fix. Nonstop, girl, I've been having visions. You know I'm experienced, so it's only right if you listen. And look, you like my boy eyes and Mercedes, that's no key. Know the right buttons to push, then we low key. We ain't gotta tell them all stars, what we do. It's real when there's no snap story for the proof. Damn, left field with the right hand. Meaning our relationship here isn't planned, but it's cool, it's all good. OT, still out of town, putting overtime for the season. When you feel it's going south, don't put up par walls. Sitting sideways, you know I be on call. Driving down that Hamilton Skyway, just to show you how I do it when we do it my way. You gotta do it my way. You wanna do it my way.
You're back with Off the Bean Path here on 101.9 CITR, Vancouver's community radio station. I'm your host, Issa Arian. So I have some friends that asked me, when was the last time I snitched? Or that time, or the last, you know what? I lied. I didn't stop snitching at 14. You know, sometimes I don't think snitching is that bad. Sometimes I think it's necessary. You know, like when you're trying to save your family, you know? I actually got called to snitch for this for like years. So when I was 14, it was the summer. So what was that? 2003. It's 2003. Let's say I was 14. I was coming home from work. I was working as a camp counselor. And so if you know anything about, so I used to work in downtown Silver Spring, if you know about the DC area. And so I was coming back and I was like, oh, let me stop at the mall. So I go stop at the mall, and this is the time before cell phones, right? So I go stop at the mall. And you don't really have to tell anybody where you're at, nor when you see somebody out, you just assume that nobody knows where anybody's at. So I'm going to the mall, probably just to like look around, because that's like what people used to do. I don't know if kids do that anymore. You know, just go to the mall and like just like chill out, or like go to the mall and like, you know, try to like see who's walking around, see if you can see, you know, see any hotties or something like that. Anyways, so I go to the mall and I see my cousin and her friend. And they at the mall, and they're in the cut, and I'm like, yo, Shaquita, what are you doing? And then I see her smoking a cigarette. And mind you, she's like 2 years younger than me, so I see her smoking cigarettes with her and her friend. And so I'm like, oh, you know that thing when you know, like, oh, yeah, like probably like 30 minutes from now, I'm gonna be snitching about this. You're like, oh. And so I get on the bus, and I'm like thinking in my head, like, oh, man, I can't wait to tell my aunt. Like, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait to tell my aunt. I seen her smoking a cigarette. It's crazy. And I'm like 14. I'm like, think this is nuts, because if you don't know about me, like when I went to public school, people used to call me private school boy because I tucked my polo into my jeans and I didn't have a belt on. So if you can imagine, 14-year-old Issa with polo tucked into his jeans and some New Balances on with no belt, I just look like a snitch. Anyways, so so of course I went back, and immediately the first thing I did, I was like, because my aunt, she lived like two doors down. Literally, we call aunt cousins. None of these people are actually related to me, but this is what we did. But like, you know, where I'm from, listen, if you know somebody before you're 10, they're your cousin. And if they're older, then they're your aunt. So I go and, of course, I snitch. I was like, tell them, I'm like, hey, I saw Shaquita snitch. I saw Shaquita smoking cigarettes with Sandy up at the mall. Somebody needs to do something about that. And they did. They just, she probably hasn't stopped smoking cigarettes to this day. I don't actually know what's going on with her, but I hope that she's doing fine. hope that her life is on track. Except for, I actually wasn't on this trip, but she tried to fight my grandmother. And listen, and I know my friend Buddha's listening. He's like my brother, and I know that whenever he comes into the studio, I have to let him tell that story, because it was crazy. Anyways, the way it was explained to me, I forgot what I wanted to talk about. Oh, so you know, last year during the fall, it was really big to talk about Colin Kaepernick, because you know he has taken a stand. Now, I saw something ridiculous yesterday. I don't know if you know who Sarah Palin is, but Sarah Palin, she used to be the governor of Alaska, and I think she's been proposed as the diplomat to Canada. And so, like, Colin Kaepernick, he took the first knee in the preseason game, and he took a knee, and he said he's not going to stand until we have racial equality in the states, and not going to stand for the national anthem, because I don't believe that that's what that's what the forefathers want. Like, listen, like the flag and the national anthem is supposed to mean something, and it's not living up to its meaning. And as an American, I'm gonna take a knee. People are like, oh, Colin, I can't believe, I can't believe that you would do that. Like, that's not American. You need to do it and show us how you're going to do it and give us a plan. So since then, Colin Kaepernick, I can't even keep up with all of the things that he's donated to and all of the things that he's done a lot more than most. Listen, I like to give my time to places. Like, I like to volunteer my time. However, this money that I have usually stays in my pocket because I just don't have that much. So I don't like to donate. And Colin Kaepernick, I feel like, you know, he saw the writing on the wall. Like, you know, I'm probably not going to be an NFL quarterback for very much longer. However, you know, I do have a lot of money and I'm going to continue to donate. So he just donated like 50 grand to Meals on Wheels. And if you don't know Meals on Wheels is like in the States, it's like a service that provides food for elderly and veterans and disabled people and people who just like they can't survive without it. Now I'm sure, and so Donald Trump in the budget cut Meals on Wheels. So Colin Kaepernick was like, nah, buddy, I'm gonna donate 50,000 because, you know, this is just what I do, and I'm just, you know, he's like, he's practically Robin Hood, and except that he's not robbing anybody. And then Sarah Palin comes out and says, And she's mad that Colin Kaepernick donated his own money to Meals on Wheels. I'm gonna try to get the quote because the computer's getting slow. But Sarah Palin says, this is an article from Mediate.com. I don't really listen. The first thing it says, TV opinion weird. So we're not gonna take this for 100% quotability from this website because the credibility. And Lindsay Effelson, I don't know you, Lindsay, but you write for this website, and I don't know if I can trust you. She was basically just mad that she's like, seriously, can't believe Colin Kaepernick just pulled another political stunt. And she just talks about how he's using, like Colin Kaepernick is out here doing this for the politics. Like, this dude is looking for a job. He said that he would not take any more knees just so that he can get on the NFL roster. Now, if you don't know anything about NFL rosters and quarterbacks, Josh McCown, he's a quarterback, and he sucks. Who's that guy that just got signed from Tampa Bay? Somebody. Yeah. Dude, there's so many people who are trash that have jobs right now. Colin Kaepernick can't get a job, but not just like, it's crazy. But anyway, so he's doing all these political stunts, like, as if NFL owners are like, you know what? Colin Kaepernick's donated lots of money. Like, man, you know, he's worth having on our team. I'm pretty pessimistic about these things. I feel like, you know, when you step up and you say the right thing sometimes, like, you know, that people probably shouldn't wear those Rasta hats with dreadlocks in them, you know, you can get fired. And Colin Kaepernick did a lot more bravery than that. And so maybe he'll come to the BC Lions, hopefully, if he doesn't get a job in the NFL. Like, I hope he gets a job in the NFL. If he doesn't, come to Canada, bruh, and come play for the Lions. You can come on my radio show every Thursday, and maybe me and Colin Kaepernick, we can chop it up in the morning on Off the Beaten Path. That would be, like, that would be pretty tight. I feel like Colin Kaepernick would like listening to my show. And so he probably would like being a guest on it, maybe like once a month or something like that. Maybe we can work it out. If somebody knows Colin Kaepernick, then we can get his email. We can make it happen. I would appreciate that. Glennon, that's his name. Gosh, that guy sucks. Brock Osweiler got traded for a bag of balls, but he's on the team, and he's trash. And he makes $84 million. Can't believe it. But, like, imagine being so racist. You get mad at somebody for donating to veterans and disabled people. It's crazy. Now, Got this Big Baller Brand up. Now, if you don't know about Big Baller Brand, listen, I seen his hat. Specialty gold captain's hat, you know, with the one with the, like, probably something like somebody's grandfather, you know, he's wearing, you know, the one with the little rope, like, at the base of the brim that goes around, and it's got, like, the little gold leaves on the, you know, everybody who's, like, an Army vet. I feel like they give it to you when you leave the Army, or maybe, like, when you're 10 years out and you, like, you know, I just know that my grandfather's got a bunch, and he went to Korea and fought some people over there. I don't know why he was over there fighting Koreans, but anyways, Big Baller Brand. Listen, you got to get you one of these hats. If you don't know about it, it's LeVar Ball. He's the father of the UCLA basketball player. I think he's probably going to go top five. My friend, if you want to listen to some draft knowledge, you could just enter our group chat, and Tunji, my friend, he'll tell you all about. He'll tell you, he does the most scouting. Listen, he's the most knowledgeable basketball individual I know. So, anyways, he'll tell you that he's pretty good. And but his dad is pretty funny. And so his dad recently just told LeBron James that his sons will not be great. He told the people that he could probably beat Michael Jordan in 1-on-1 today and in his heyday. And he sells T-shirts for $60. Now, Big Baller Brand, I feel like he's a little late because I don't have lugs anymore, and I feel like these would have gone great with my lugs. Maybe my Dada spinner rim shoes. So what was that? I was 14 too. See, all the good stuff happened to me when I was 14. I must have peaked then because I was wearing Dada spinner shoes. Listen, wearing New Balances. Tucking my polo into my pants. Listen, I had my identity on lock until I got to high school and got confused. Somebody told me I couldn't do that anymore. But we have to, you know, it's FUBU. I feel like this is the new FUBU. We're gonna turn LeVar Ball into Damon Jones. Is that his name? The guy on Shark Tank? We're gonna turn him into him, put him on Shark Tank because I feel like Big Baller Brand's got to blow up. I'm just mad they don't have any tank tops. Like, bro, how are you going to get ready for the summertime? How am I supposed to get my big ballerness ready for the summertime without any tank tops? All you got is sweatshirts and these big 3X T-shirts. I don't want to wear wait a minute. Oh, this just says Supreme Dry Fit Golf Shirt. I thought he had teamed up with Supreme. I was going to say, God damn, this guy's moving fast. I'm not going to be surprised. I feel like Supreme is a bunch of opportunists. And I wouldn't be surprised if they got some Big Baller Brand collaboration going on right now. But anyways, when we get back, find something for us to talk about because so much stuff going on. You're just going to be listening to some Canadian music for the next few minutes. Oh, I haven't screened it, so please excuse it if there's any cuss words in it.
You don't rock with me, I could tell. You want me to fail.
I open up checks in the mail.
Got my bank account on flex.
Bit my bank account on bicep emoji. Yeah, you pray we don't sell. You pray that the boat don't sell. Still drinking out the Holy Grail.
Yeah.
Boy, you better keep your eye on the trophy.
Out of shape, nigga, in the Tudor tuna can. Rub my hands together like I'm baby with the bands. Catch me in the Owens, I don't wear the Timberland. Diamond chain, white and red, look like vodka cran, yeah. I got a nerve, boy, they question who cutting up my checks. Don't like how I'm stunting on my ex. Ain't here for the talking on my flex. Call up my guy, yeah. Call up my guy for the funeral. Came with the Uzi, don't lose control. I'm pouring the lean, so we moving slow, yeah.
I drop a phone, my NyQuil, so on sick days, I'm alright still. The hype still has yet to hit me, but I know the perks from tonight will. More times I don't boast up, I just keep quiet like the phone's bug. But bad teens say I'm so smug, and I'm different now that I glowed up. Niggas that I don't recognize wanna post up. Bear man's tryna show love when we crossroads like bone thugs. Niggas see me and get starstruck, man, I can't even go to Starbucks. Most of these men pass the bar exam, man, all I do is get my bars up.
Hold up, wait. First I check my wrist, then I check my bitch. Back to wrist, then my bitch, she upset because the gliss. Yeah, hit a stain, Vera Wang, yeah, no complaints. With the change, gang, gang, bought myself a brand new panky ring.
Newlywed, still tryna fuck, though. I can turn your man to a cuckold. Low cut shirt, that's a booby trap. I'm a dog, I eat Scooby snack. You don't rock with me and I like that. Made her Uber to my crib and made her bike back. I love it when you bite back. Can't believe I treat my teens like that. You don't rock with me, I could tell. You want me to fail? I open up checks in the mail.
Got my bank account on flex.
Bit my bank account on bicep emoji. Yeah, you pray we don't sell. You pray that the boat don't sell. Still drinking out the Holy Grail. Boy, you better keep your eye off the trophy.
Watch you play, waiting for you to cross the line and realize that I'm the one for you. You know I see you watching too. You got your walls up, up, up. I won't turn down. Just take your time and let me know when you're down, down, down. I know you got a lot of shit that's going on, so I'ma make it simple and be upfront with you. Know you want me to make a run for you.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian. You're here on 101.9 Vancouver's Community Radio Station. We do this every Thursday. And you can hear me also on every Tuesday with the team, the troop. We got Lucky Rich, Homeboy Jules, Jamal Steels and Horsepower, DJ Relly Rels, who's spending time in Southeast Asia. So if you're listening from Thailand, you can go check him out. I think he's DJing over there, doing some hanging out at the pool. All he does is send a Snapchat to the beach. Looks like he's relaxing. But we do Crimes and Treasons on Tuesday nights from 9 to 11. You should check us out for the best uncensored hip-hop show in the whole universe, even those new fake planets that they found a few weeks ago that we'll never see or get to or hear anything about or anything. The real aliens are already here, guys. If you want to know about more real aliens, you could check out, what's today, the 23rd? Oh, check out my the 15th episode, oh, the 16th episode, or the 9th, March 9th episode. We talk about the planets and the aliens. We like to get real deep here. I don't know if you guys know, but one of my favorite songs of all time is getting turned into a children's book. Now, if you got kids, you should educate them. Or if you know any kids, you should buy them. So, hold on. Let me see if you know the song.
All right, you kids get to bed. I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago.
So if you know about the Great Adventures of Slinky Rick, children's story, you should know that it's being turned into a book. And the word is that Def Jam, this is an article from Complex, the Def Jam is getting linked up on the Get Down to create a book that has pretty much a narration of the song, but in picture form and with the words. Now, you're saying, of course, Issa, that's what a book is, dumbass. Yeah, and you're right. It's supposed to come out on the April 22nd, 2017. So if you can grab a copy of that, that would be pretty tight. I think it comes with a vinyl, or it looks like it's in a vinyl case. Should be pretty tight. Now I'm a pretty light. Some content. So, we're going to be going through, I like to go through the CNN headlines to see what, you know, see what's really going on in the world. I'm going to click on world politics, and we're just going to look at some stuff. And then we're going to, oh, that's right, London had a terrorist attack yesterday. Or they say it's a terrorist attack. In America, it's just like another day where, and unfortunately, like, five people die. I guess this guy ran his car into, tried to run into Parliament. Thought he was Guy Fawkes from, what's that movie? With the mask. Damn. Oh, V for Vendetta. Yeah, tried to blow up Parliament. It's crazy that we still have, we continue to have these terrorist attacks. I think I just saw something yesterday about this guy who tried to stab some people in the mall and said he was looking for a black guy to kill. And you're like, come on, man. We got enough problems. Now we got to avoid malls. And if, I was going to make a joke, but, if he really wanted to get a lot of people, I guess he probably wouldn't be smart. He could go there on a Saturday, particularly Saturday morning. And if you know what happens on Saturday mornings, usually like once a month, you can catch a lot of, you catch a lot of us over there, but you might have some problems because those people are waiting just for an opportunity, saying that I wish somebody would come in here and try to cut the line and literally cut the line with a knife, because better believe those people who are waiting in line on Saturday mornings got something waiting for you. Now, I think that over this past week, I've seen everything that I wanted to see except for Logan. I really caught up on. I saw the Dave Chappelle specials, and I saw Get Out, finally. Scared the shit out of me. Excuse my language. I had a nightmare about it, bro. By nightmare, I mean I was, like, reliving real-life events. You know, like when you go to the party and you know, and then some older lady is touching up on your arms. And I don't know if you guys know about this, but I know some people listening, they know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, and they touch on your arms like, oh, you got all these muscles. Like, what do? What sport do you play? And you're just like, you know, excuse me, lady, I'm a little uncomfortable as your husband is standing right behind you. And I was at a wedding last summer, and I was dancing with this mom, a mom of one of my friends. And as we're dancing, she's like, oh, this reminds me of college. Now, I don't know how you guys taking that on the radio, listening to me, but how I took that was she used to have a lot of fun in college, and it's probably the last time she had sweets. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, the movie that I did see, which really made me cry, because I cry at all these movies, was A Dog's Purpose. I feel like all of these dog movies, they just do it just to make you cry. Like, I don't ever like watching movies to get sad. Like, I stay away from sad movies because I like movies to escape my real life. My real life is sad. When I mean it's sad, it's not like sad, like, you know, like I'm, you know, out here living this awful life. But, you know, the types of things that I like to think about and the types of things I like to talk about, I don't feel like are ever going to get fixed. So, like, my life is pretty pessimistic. So when I watch a dog movie and the dog is dying, especially in this movie, like, I feel like maybe if you watch a trailer, you'd already know where this goes on, but the dog just continues to die over and over and over again. So instead of, like, you know, you get, like, Marley and Me or my dog Skip, where the dog just dies once, or maybe you watch Air Bud, where the dog never dies, and maybe you wish it did. Sorry, guys. I hate Golden Shepherd. I hate Golden Retrievers. Those are, like, my least favorite dogs. They're, like, the people who I hate the most in dog form. So I wish that I hate Golden Retrievers, and I don't care who knows it. Anyways, but, yeah, so you guys go watch A Dog's Purpose. Be prepared to have some waterworks. And I really thought it was cool because I was running a football camp, and it was a sports camp. It was a lot of fun. And so we took the kids to see it, and so after the movie, I was telling some of the boys, I was like, yeah, I was like, I cried in the movie, man, it was sad. And the boys were like, ugh, I can't believe you cried in the movie. I was like, listen, I saw you over there boo-hooing. And so I just think that it's okay to let, you know, young kids know that it's okay to cry, particularly at movies, particularly in dog movies. That's the only time. Listen, crying is not allowed in football. However, Get Out. Now, that movie, it gave me such anxiety just in the first, like, 10 minutes. I'm not going to tell you. Man, spoiler alert. I feel like if you haven't seen it by now, you deserve it to be spoiled. Now, maybe like a week ago, I would have been upset if somebody would have spoiled it for me. But if you listen to my radio show, I don't care because it's my show and I can talk about whatever the hell I want to talk about. And if I want to spoil movies for people listening to it, then that's exactly what I'm going to do. Except for my cousin, who had a birthday yesterday, Rodney, happy birthday, bro. He listens to the show every week, and so I appreciate that. And so he hasn't watched it yet. I'm not going to spoil it for him. I just changed my mind mid-sentence. But, man, that movie, I had to text an ex-girlfriend and be like, hey, remember that time when we got pulled over and they made me give out my ID even though I was sleeping in the passenger seat? Yeah, man, I guess that experience is not so unique. She was like, oh, she was still shocked. Like, 8 years later, like, still surprised. Like, oh, I can't believe that happened. I'm like, okay. Yeah, I see some people are just never going to get it. You know, I started a little late, so I'm going to run a little late. I'm just trying to find out. You know, I had this pretty big interview the past couple of weeks, so that's what I've really been focused on. And I had to do a lot of research, particularly on the beauty industry and how it was affected by modern day feminism. And, you know, if you would like to know more about that, I feel like you should pay me for my analysis. But I was talking a little bit about Starbucks and how Starbucks just said they're going to add 240,000 jobs by 2021. Click. We're going to figure out what this is. Oh, wait a minute. There was even an more interesting story about that. Holy smokes. So much stuff going on in the world. Oh, nope. nothing more interesting than that. Ivanka Trump is joining the presidential staff, even though she's not taking a salary. She's getting an office in the White House and some other stuff, even after all of the things that Donald Trump said that wouldn't happen, have not happened. When are people going to realize that they got fleeced? Like, I just feel that if Donald Trump if he wasn't hiding anything, he would have released his tax returns by now. And I would like to see them because I got to pay taxes, which is coming up on the April now. And we all got to file taxes. But Starbucks plans to add 240,000 jobs worldwide. That's crazy by 2021. So if you do the math, what's that like? 50,000 jobs a year? That's a lot of jobs. You can read that story on CNN Money. It's too long. I thought it might be a little quick joint. I'm not going to go through it, so you can check it out. After you buy your Big Baller brand hat and your Slick Rick children's story book. Now, if you would like to buy a Make Radio Great Again hat, listen, we're not selling them yet. But from Crimes and Treasons, we have t-shirts. If you want to go on our website, that's crimesandtreasons.com. Or you can follow me at Spoonie Love on Twitter or Instagram. And you can get the link to them. I'm actually wearing one of the long sleeve t-shirts right now. Unlike the Big Baller brand, they are only $25 and they look pretty good. Because we... stylish. I don't want to say anything too much because I feel like, that guy's always listening. But you guys have a nice week. Enjoy your weekend. I'm going to send you out on some more Canadian music because when I can, I like to just promote as much Canadian music as possible because I'm Canadian now, so. Here's Halo with On Me.
Country, the administration, and the president.
Let me ask you this. There are sort of two sides to President Trump, Howard, and the American.
Feeding misinterpretation, oh boy. Come at me with lack of patience. Wanna leave and change location, oh boy. Boy, I wanna show you something. You think you can show me something? No. Boy, I wanna show you something. You know I can show you something.
Time you had fun. Do you have any friends? Well, you can solve all of your problems with a little rec or a big rec. UBC Rec is the best way to get involved on campus and have new experiences. Continue your fun, active, and social lifestyle by joining a team or signing up for an event. More details at recreation.ubc.ca.